following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Do you ever get tired of listening to Doug and Daddy talk sports? Do you enjoy singing with your friends? Do you wish you could sing with Doug and Daddy? Like any other pair of Q-list celebrities, Doug and Daddy are going to try to make a little extra money with their own karaoke album. Take a listen to some of their favorites.
So I put my hands up to playing our song, the butterflies fly away.
Well, I had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't get mad when you feel it. To the end of the road, teenage dream, the way you turn me on, I know.
Yeah, we don't ever have to play that again.
Come as you are.
Would you quit it?
Yeah, let's stick with sports.
You do realize you made a mistake, right?
Yeah, I kind of feel like the guy that invented tartar sauce.
Who the hell invented tartar sauce?
Merritt, look it up for us, because we don't have a clue.
Well, while I do that, let's go to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's Friday. It's the final show of the month. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. Merritt doing the producing of the show. We want to thank you for being a part of it, and you can be a bigger part of it. Later on this hour, we're going to be giving away our Big Dally Deli meal of the week for using the three words in an email, which are...
Rain, notable, and light.
If you rain, light, notable. We'll give you about a half hour if you still want to shoot us an email. We've got some to get to. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Use them any way you want. An email, we'll draw one out for a winner at the towards the end of the show, second half of the show. Coming up on the show today, Baylor baseball coach Steve Smith. Whoever doesn't win this series is in trouble, even more so for Nebraska, just because Baylor has actually played one more series. Their bye week comes up next week. Nebraska's was at the beginning of the year, so they're playing every week a Big 12 opponent. And that floats throughout conference ties. And then, Nebraska's got Texas and Texas A&M to go in their 1-2.
Yikes.
It doesn't look good.
No.
If you're going to get hot, you're going to be getting hot against the right teams. But Logan Ehlers gets the start tonight. We'll talk with Steve Smith. Also, they're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the first Nebraska team to enter the College World Series in 2001. And we'll talk with a member of that team, Kearney's own Drew Anderson, who went on to a professional baseball career, played with Milwaukee, played with Cincinnati. We'll talk with him. He's doing some scouting now with the Brewers, and he will join us. The big part of the excitement for this 10-year anniversary is tomorrow. They'll have an autograph session from about 12:45 to 1:30. The game's at 2:05. Special videos, I believe, all three nights. But tomorrow's the big game, 2:05 in Lincoln. So we'll be talking with both of those folks. Also, NFL draft. We'll talk about who went where, who didn't go where. Obviously, big day going on in the world. Maybe a bigger day here in the United States. And, Daddy, I just want to start off by saying happy Arbor Day.
Oh, boy, that was a blindside shot. I had no idea. Well, happy Arbor Day back at you. Nebraska City's having a parade right now, I'm assuming.
You? Yeah, sure. Why not? Johnny Appleseed's running around.
There you go.
All dressed up. You seem pretty chipper. So was it a Red Bull type of morning? Or, because I know you were up at 3 for the pregame and catching all the festivities. I was able to watch it pretty much from the end of the ceremony, and then they got in the carriage and they drove away, or they rode away with all the horses. That's a lot of horses for all those people to be riding. Lot of horses in England.
Was that the 1902 St. Louis they got in? I believe that was lovely, by the way. Is that when they exited that building? Was that the church? It was a big stuff. I didn't know. I just caught the one. I about 6 o'clock. I turn it on. Here they come out of there with the 8 little boys and girls following them, and then they got into this carriage thing, and away they went. And that's all I saw. I will admit I was overcome with excitement for the 7 minutes I saw.
Is there any chance of getting our favorite Brit on the show today?
I don't believe so.
We've been efforting, and she's reluctant. I mean, Mike and Mike have Liam's mom. We have Molly. And we want to get her on the show because she was pretty excited about watching the Nuff. She just got back a couple of months ago. She was over in England, so she was there when all this preparation was going on.
She's called it smashing this morning.
She told you it was smashing?
Her sister called her, actually, from England and told her a smashing morning here.
Here's what's hard to comprehend.
I think that means she was really drunk.
Yeah, well, I imagine so. Here's what's hard to comprehend. They've put the number at 2 billion people. This morning on ABC News, our radio version, they said that it's estimated that almost one-third of the world's population watched at least part of the wedding this morning. One-third of the world's population watched the wedding this morning. Wow.
One-third of the world's population doesn't have TVs. I mean, so then you're down to...
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
How many people watch a Super Bowl?
Well, it's not even close.
And I understand that.
Soccer is much bigger than that in the World Cup. I think they say 1 billion watched the World Cup final. So this is two times as many. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number to get in touch with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And as we said, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you would like to shoot us an email. And Steve in Grand Island says, wasn't there a so-called notable event going on early this morning? I remember another occasion similar to that one many moons ago. All the hoopla involved in that circus didn't make it stick. Anyone watching that crap must be light in the loafers. Well, time to go to work. Is that rain I hear? Maybe I'll call in sick and watch some TV. I wonder what channel that junk is on. Wow, Steve. GI. Wow.
Thanks for the email.
Yeah. Up all night, sleep all day. There you go. NFL draft. Thoughts? I'll let you have the floor.
Well, immediately the quarterbacks that went really, really surprised me, other than Cam Newton. I could not believe, and we watched the first, 12 picks together last night, and then I took off, and when it was put up there that Tennessee bolted up to get Jake Locker.
Tennessee was there for Jake Locker. Jacksonville jumped up to get Gabbert.
Right. When Jacksonville did that, I thought that was a bold move, and everybody was talking about Gabbert being the quarterback that was by far the better than Cam Newton. Everything you looked at, Doug, he was better than Cam Newton. I thought that was an excellent job by them to jump up and get him. I think these other quarterbacks and these other teams that are interested, I was surprised, I guess. When you hear a name like Ryan Mallett and him dropping and Dalton dropping, maybe Mallett athletically looks to be as good as anybody out there, but off the field, you don't know what you're going to get from him. I thought it was kind of sad being Nebraska fans watching Prince sit there, and then the Giants just ecstatic at 19 to get him.
Yeah, and that's wherever Prince goes, good for Prince. But when he had no contact with the Giants, he hadn't talked to anybody in the organization, they hadn't worked him out, and Tampa Bay, it sounded like, would have took him with the next pick. You got to go play for Tom Coughlin. You go to New York. And if that's exciting for Prince, good. That's fine. I mean, of all the New York, but I suppose they take care of you there. But they say that's a spot they don't need anybody. Well, that's going to make it even tougher on the kid. I don't understand why everybody passed up on him for the same exact reasons New York took him. He was the best on the board.
They couldn't believe that he was still there.
Well.
And they've made statements saying.
And maybe that's why they'd never made contact with the kid. So I guess that's how you look at it. Best of luck to Prince. 8 Big 12 players went yesterday in the first round. Von Miller with the number 2 pick. 2 Missouri Tigers in the top 10. I was surprised that Alden Smith went to San Francisco. Then Blaine Gabbert, Jacksonville, comes up and gets him. Interesting move. Very interesting move, especially when you don't know what the future of the Jacksonville franchise is going to be. You've got David Garrard, who looks good for a couple of weeks, then stinks for eight, and then looks good for two more. You got a team that looks like they're going to get rid of their coach, then all of a sudden they put together a nice run. It's a team that might even move cities. But Blaine Gabbert at least will be going behind a guy. I mean, he won't have to start week one. Then you got Nate Solder of Colorado, went to New England with the 17th pick. Cleveland moved up to take Phil Taylor at 21 after moving down. Baylor's Danny Watkins went right behind him at 23 to the Eagles. And then Jimmy Smith of Colorado kind of went where Mel Kiper and most of the folks thought at the very beginning, late first round, and he goes to Baltimore.
Was there ever an explanation what happened with Baltimore? Was there a trade? Was there not a trade?
What Adam Schefter said after it was all said and done, he said they were trying to make a trade with the Chicago Bears, and time ran out. They were working on a deal to trade with the Chicago Bears, and time ran out, and so you automatically, you know, every team then can run up with their card, as we saw a few years ago, Minnesota dropped.
Yeah, right.
That's when they don't take their 10 minutes. If you left somebody on the board, they're running up, throwing elbows, trying to get to the front and do that. But it doesn't hurt Baltimore. And as they said, Baltimore kind of got who they really wanted anyway. So it's not like you're skipping your fourth pick in the draft or the fifth pick. Your thoughts on the Dallas Cowboys selection?
You kept hearing about it. Then they get the guy that they think is going to protect Tony Romo, and I guess that's good. But it seems to me that he's a young guy with a whole lot of upside. I'm not sure he's the guy that's immediately going to be the protector for Tony Romo, and that's what everybody wants, isn't it? I mean, Dallas is ready to make their move now with Romo. It's not going to be in 4 years, Doug.
Yeah, I can't remember which one of the numerous analysts threw this out. It was an ex-player, maybe it was Teddy Bruschi, who said, one thing to be aware of or beware of is players with upside. Draft good players. Players with upside, that's just another thing you got to deal with. Maybe they develop, and maybe they don't. Get a proven commodity. Be careful of the guy with upside. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Merritt, what do we got?
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike is tuning in again in the third city, home of the Bossman Gus Fauner tomorrow at Fauner Park. Mike, what's going on?
Not much. I'm still in shock that Daquan Bauer, the guy that people are talking about number one overall, is still on the board. You know, the second round's going to start. I mean, do you think this is the worst free fall of Garrett and Aaron Rodgers? I mean, I can't personally ever imagine a guy. I mean, you know, you watch him play, this guy was just a beast on the D line, and he had that minor knee thing, which I guess there is no such thing as a minor knee thing, but I've never seen a free fall quite like this, and I'm just kind of curious on reactions.
Well, and Mike, if you look at Mel Kiper's projections for the second round, he's got him falling 11 spots to Minnesota. He's got him going in the 43rd pick. Thanks for the call, Mike, in Grand Island. He's got him going all the way down to number 43.
I think everybody is pulled and tugged on this knee. It must not be a little knee thing. If it's a little knee thing, somebody would have taken him by now. Everybody must be in agreement that this injury is a lot worse than anything reported out there. Too much talent for there not to be, and I think they get him to training camp, and you spend a pick like that, and you roll the dice, and you're rolling the dice on, I'd say, 90% of the people taken yesterday even. It's a roll of the down, maybe not 90, but 40% of the people taken maybe. You're rolling the dice on whether they're going to have huge contributions for your team or not. In that first training camp, he goes to turn the corner and comes up lame and is limping around. That does you no good.
Well, and here's another fact. I think the deeper you go in that first round, the more comfortable a team is in passing him. Well, 10 teams have passed on him. 11, okay, 13, 15. All right, everybody else passed on him, so I think we're safe by passing on him, too. All we have to tell him is, well, everybody else passed on him. Why are you yelling at us? Well, he'll have an opportunity. He'll have his opportunity. By the way, when we talk to Drew Anderson today, not only will we be talking about Nebraska baseball, but an interesting side note, where was he yesterday?
Yeah, he was in Kansas City checking out Bubba Starling, who's actually has not played a lot of baseball this spring because of a quad injury, I believe, quad or hamstring. And he went in 3 o'clock yesterday. He was taking some batting practice, and I guess probably not the only scouts watching Bubba Starling when you're that heralded of a pick.
And also, a story that I came across in the Journal Star was that Daniel Davey, the Husker, the Wyatt, this athlete kid out of Beatrice, who won two golds in the sprints at state track last year, isn't out for track this year. They say the reason is to get his grades up.
That's great.
I'm sorry, and I might get yelled out for this, but how hard? I mean, you don't have to learn much in track at that level as you do in football, where you're working with the playbook, basketball, how you're doing matchups. There's no matchups in track. Go run fast.
Yeah, if you're
and at a track meet, you got all day. Take the book with you. I don't get it. Something else going on there.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he doesn't have to go a different route to get in. I think he's into school, though. That's the weird part. So, I mean, whatever. It's disappointing because, obviously, he's one of those players. He's one of those people that, when you look ahead to state track, a returning medal winner like that, that's what people want to see.
Finishing up some draft talk here before we get into our first break, Drew Anderson is going to join us, former Husker and former pro baseball player out of Kearney, plus Steve Smith, baseball coach at Baylor, is going to join us in the second half of the show. Speaking of baseball, don't forget the annual Kearney American Legion barbecue and fundraiser tonight at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, the Broadfoot shop just south of the Viero Event Center. If you're unfamiliar with that, but most of the folks that have been with the baseball program for a long time are familiar. They'll have silent auction items and live auction items and a great feed, and it's always a fun time, and all of it, every dime of it, goes to Kearney American Legion Baseball for all of the programs. It's tonight. Gets underway at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Show up. Have a great night. Love to have you there.
One more thing. I was shocked last night, and usually you get surprised at any move. Anybody makes a move, it's a little bit of a surprise. It's a surprise. Oh, Jacksonville moves what? Takes Blaine Gabbert because he's still there. But I thought, and I may be proven wrong, I don't know, the Atlanta Falcons, I thought, made a bad move yesterday. Not moving up to get the wide receiver, but giving up what they gave up. They switched draft positions, so they got Atlanta's down at 27, which then they swapped out and moved up to 21. But four more draft positions, including the second this year and the first-round pick next year? So you're telling me that this wide receiver out of the pass-happy offense that they have at Alabama is worth giving up two first-round picks for, which essentially was what they did? I don't see it. He's going to have to be better than Larry. He's got to be as good as Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson. He's got to be a number one guy immediately for Atlanta to give up as much as they did. I thought they gave up a lot.
The time is now, is what they're saying. The time, you got Michael Turner, the burner. You got Roddy White. You've got Gonzalez. You got Michael Jenkins. You're looking for somebody on that other side.
Well, how many guys
you need? You got your franchise quarterback.
How many guys you need? Secondly, how many guys you need? You've got an all-pro. Name me any other team in the NFL that has two all-pro wide receivers.
Maybe that's what sets
them
apart.
Used to be Arizona.
Well, that took them to a Super Bowl.
It helped. 9-7. Let's remember that. 9-7 in that division. Let's just remember that. 9-7. 9-7. They did it 1 year. They did it 1 year. Okay? I get all of this. It's not like at Alabama he was hauling in tons of pass. I just think there's in the game of college football, especially now where you love to see all these spread offenses and quarterbacks throwing it all over, there are a ton, and I may be in the minority here, there are a ton of wide receivers out there. You just got to find the right one, and I think it requires as much luck in the first round as it does finding a kid in the fourth or fifth round.
Yeah, but you know the speed's there. He ran the 4.34. He's done that. There's not a lot. There may be a lot of receivers. Not many that run 4.34s.
I feel like Colin Cowherd. He's going to have to prove it to me. And again, it may not even be the argument's not even necessarily about the talent here, Tony. The argument is not necessarily about the talent of the young man, Julio Jones. The argument is about, was it worth what they gave
the five
up
picks
to go get him? I find it hard. I mean, I'll tell you, he's got to be an all-pro to make that a good trade. If he is a good or an average wide receiver, wasn't worth the trade. He gave up way too much. He's got to be an all-pro to make the trade they made, and maybe he will be.
and it's going to be two or three years, I would say three or maybe three or four years before he gets an opportunity to be an All-Pro when you got Roddy White sitting there who's already an All-Pro.
Let's go to the Net Popper inbox. Lisa in Hastings says, I hated to see Amukamara go to the Giants last night, being a Cowboy fan, but I have to admit it that it was good to see the warm reception his pick was getting from their normally obnoxious fans. It looked like they were pretty excited about what he can do for them. Yeah, they kept putting the text their draft grade. He was the highest of anybody outside of, I think he was the highest of anybody. It was like 73 or 74%. Thanks, Lisa, for the email. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. I'd rather see him go to the Giants than the Redskins.
What is it about the Redskins?
I understand.
I mean, if you're a Cowboy fan.
We've had this discussion before. Do you hate the Redskins more or do you hate the Steelers more? I don't know what it used to be in the day, but right now for me, it's the Redskins.
Oh, by far. But who do you hate more, the Giants, Eagles, or Redskins? It's the Redskins.
Oh, not even close. I root for the Eagles.
Yeah.
I'll root for the Giants if they're. And that's hard to do.
But I mean, we hate Washington because they're in our division and they're a rival. Now you just hate Washington.
Yeah, and they're tools. And they got Dan Snyder. And we'll be back to talk to Drew Anderson right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Hole-in-One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Hole-in-One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
There's nothing like a homegrown tomato, and Builders in Kearney is inviting you to a tomato growing clinic this Saturday at 10 a.m. Extension agent Ted Grease and tomato expert Mick Ross will be on hand to talk about tomato selection, cultural care, and common problems. Whether you're a complete novice or a tomato guru looking to increase your harvest, be sure to attend this free tomato clinic this Saturday at 10. Come early for the best view at Builders, where we do tomatoes best.
Builders does the best.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
The league-leading UNK baseball team opens a four-game homestand with New Mexico Highlands tonight at 6 o'clock at Memorial Field. Saturday's doubleheader begins at 1, but tonight, UNK baseball hosting New Mexico Highlands first pitch at 6 at Memorial Field.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're at a point between the spring game and the move to the Big Ten where you can take some time and turn down the big screen sound and turn up some live music. And that's what's happening this Friday at Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill in Kearney. Live music with Mike Nicolin and the Lost Sidemen. A little bit old, a little bit new country, and a little bit rock and roll. Live music Friday at Jersey's. Lunch and dinner specials every day, too. Plus, nightly food and drink specials in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow. It's your tree that clears the air. Plant a tree, trees for America. Plant a tree today for all the world to
Farmer
share.
Farmer Day, John Denver.
Taste the breezes like...
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. It was just blaring in my ear, Merritt. That's all I was saying. No, that was good on you. Did you plant a tree today?
No.
I did not either.
You going to plant a seed today?
I am.
Good.
I am.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be joined by former Kearney Bearcat and Cornhusker Drew Anderson. Daddy, though.
Graduation, Mother's Day. Folks, they're all coming up, and Troutman's Quality Beef wants to remind you they've got the steaks waiting for your family meal the night before. They've got your smoked pork loins available for all the guests you've got coming over. They've got the baked beans, the pulled pork, ham and cheese, meat trays, anything you could want. They've got it for you at Troutman's Quality Meats. Why do all that work? You're stressed out enough trying to get little brother and sister dressed and on time.
You want to think stress? Carrie is now finally breathing easier because, of course, he did have to cater last night's meal for Will and Kate and their family.
That was
I mean, if you're going to have the best.
It's a big relief. They did.
The rehearsal dinner, and Troutman's was there.
Yeah, they've got perfectly. They're waiting for you, folks. It doesn't matter. They've got organic meat now. If that's your thing, they've got it for you. They've got the same steaks that have all been aged 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Troutman's Quality Meat, T-Bone's waiting for you. Stuff right out of the smokehouse. Pasta cheddar, glazed chicken. They've got it all for you. Carrie's waiting for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. College kids graduating. They've got great beers. They've got great wine specials going on every day. Troutman's Quality Meats.
Well, the Nebraska baseball program is going to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the first ever College World Series team, which was in 2001. Three members of the team, Tom Ott, Jeff Lisey, Jeff Blevins, are scheduled to throw out the first pitches, the honorary first pitches of those three games. Fans are encouraged to arrive to Saturday's game early, a pregame autograph signing from 12:45 to 1:30. The game's at 2:05. They're going to be handing out the Buck to the Blatt, the poster that was so popular back in 2001. They've reprinted it. It's all going on this weekend. The big event is set for tomorrow.
And right now, one of the members of that team joins us, Drew Anderson. Drew, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me back on.
Of course, a member of that 2001 team as a freshman, went on to play for the Brewers and the Reds. Drew, just going back, looking at some of the video from the 2001 season, when Iowa State was still in the conference, when the team clinched it there, when they won their third consecutive Big 12 tournament to get in there. Is that still right there, fresh in your mind, almost every day, every other day, that you go, yep, I know exactly where we were and what was going on at that moment?
I mean, right now it's kind of a blur, but I remember because when I was a freshman coming in from, coming from Kearney and rolling into the Big 12 and getting used to all that, that first year was crazy, and especially being the only true freshman on that team and trying to find out and establish what my role was going to be for that team. But, I remember playing in Iowa State. I don't know if that was the end of the year. I mean, it was still cold there. I remember that for sure. I mean, that the day that we beat them there, it wasn't a very nice day. But, I mean, I definitely remember when we clinched against Rice to go to the College World Series. I mean, that was one of the most amazing moments in my career. So I just remember the people that packed into the Buck that day, and I mean it was an awesome experience.
Drew, when you think back to 10, is it tough? Obviously, I think I just graduated high school about 6 months ago, and when you think back, it's been 20 years. When you think back, how many of those guys are you still in contact with?
Oh, I mean I see it. The thing is, you see them all the time in different situations. I actually just got a text from Artie Spees the other day, and he had ran into a guy that I was scouting with, and he gave me my number, and we've been talking back and forth. And last year when I went to the game or 2 years ago, I went to the game at the Metrodome. It was the last game of the Metrodome ever was going to have, and I got tickets from Dunsing, and there, right next to me was Jeff Lisey, and so you just see guys all the time. And I actually saw Matt Dagas, who was a redshirt freshman that year on that team in 2001, when I went to the Creighton game. I was watching Creighton and Kansas State, and I'm walking out, and all of a sudden there's Matt Dagas standing there. So it's just a matter of, you just see guys all over the place. And, you always have that bond, that special bond when you play together. And, you keep in touch with all these guys.
Drew, when you were being recruited, did they ever say anything to you about, we're going to go to a College World Series? Obviously, that's a goal of every college baseball team. But did they ever advertise that we could be that special of a group?
Well, I mean, when I went on my visit, that was right when, they were good that year, and that was the year they went to the Stanford and they got beat the Sunken Diamond, like, in the third game to not make it to the, was either the Caldwell Series or the Super Regional. And, I mean, I think that was the go to the Caldwell Series. So, I mean, they had stepped up their game. I mean, I remember when I was being recruited before, I tell people, I'm like, I didn't even know who the coach was before Van Horn. I lived in Nebraska. I didn't even know who the guy was, you know, because that's how, I mean, the football program was so overstated compared to the baseball program. But once Van Horn got in there, I mean, he made a name for that program immediately. And, I mean, and it's just taken off from there. And, I mean, now with the new park and the facilities that they have, I mean, hopefully they can become a force again and when they move to the Big Ten.
Drew Anderson, the greatest Kearney High player to ever play for the University of Nebraska baseball team, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. he's doing some scouting now. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Drew, was that freshman year for you, and I don't mean stat-wise, I just mean in your life and playing baseball and it's all new, was that the best year of your career?
I mean, it was crazy. I mean, as far as just getting there and when I walked onto the campus, I really had no expectations of what I wanted to do, and I think that was one of the problems. I didn't have great goals set. I mean, I'd played three sports at Kearney, and then when I got there, I mean, baseball is really kind of a new sport to me. I mean, I really didn't have that great of an understanding of what it took to play at that level. But, I mean, those guys were the John Coles and the Adam Stern and, you know, the Dan Johnson and Shane Comine. When I got in there, I mean, I had such a great core of guys to learn from. I mean, I know for a fact, I mean, if I wouldn't have had those guys there my first year, I mean, that helped me all the way in my professional career, all the way through. I mean, to have those type of players around you, you're able to learn from them. And, I mean, we had such a good group of guys. And, I mean, that's what it takes to win at the college level. You got to get along. You know, you got to want to win together. And with that team, I mean, there was just so many special guys that, I mean, some of the best players. I mean, I thought John Cole was one of the better players that I played against. I mean, he never made it to the big leagues, but talent-wise, I mean, the guy was incredible. And so there was a lot of good players on that team that fit well for the goal that we were going for. And, I mean, it kind of stunk that we never won a game when we got to the World Series. And I was 0-4 in my career. We all lost all of them by one run. But, I mean, it was a great experience for my sports career.
Drew Anderson's with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, a freshman on the first ever team to go to the College World Series for the Huskers and just 10 years ago. Drew, you just mentioned all these great players being a freshman on that team, yet you did get to contribute and you did get to play. I mean, there's some of these guys that were on that team, but role players, might have played in a midweek game against a lower tier team, but you actually got to build your career up during that freshman year, and that has to make it even more worthwhile.
Oh yeah, definitely. I remember scoring the tying run against Rice. I came in to run and scored the tying run in the ninth or tenth right there when we ended up winning the game, and we won right after that. But, I mean, to be a part of that game, to be involved in that game, to get to go to Omaha, and, I mean, getting to contribute, I mean, throughout the season as the only guy that was a true freshman on the only true freshman position player, and, I mean, it was a great honor. I mean, I think if I would have been had a little bit more confidence, going into what I was getting into, there's no doubt I would have had a bigger role, but it was just a learning experience for me. And it took that year for me really to understand what it took to play at that level. I mean, because the Big 12, I mean, it is a very, very competitive league in Division I level.
Drew, what you guys were able to do back then probably set some unrealistic expectations for the program now, because being a North school, you're not going to go to College World Series like you guys did, you know, every other year. You got to take a step back, I think. But you look at the starting pitchers during your time at Nebraska: Comine, Marsden, Chaba, and then you look at Johnny after that. I mean, those four guys on Friday night. Really, nobody in the country had four starters maybe back-to-back-to-back-to-back like that you guys did.
Oh, I mean, exactly. I mean, and you forget we had Brian Dunsing. I mean, Brian Dunsing, the success he's had. Zach Kroenke pitched in the big leagues. He was a reliever on our team. And we had other guys, like when I was a freshman, we had Jamie Rodrigue, who put up really, really good numbers. I mean, he was a left-hander. He didn't throw off the charts, but the guy could pitch. And, I mean, it was just, we had depth throughout our entire rotation. I remember when I was a freshman, Tom Ott was our closer, and I think he had like 16 or 17 saves, and I think he might have had the record for Nebraska saves all time until maybe Brett Jensen or someone like that broke it. But I mean, it was through our lineup. I mean, we had, it was extremely talented. I mean, they recruited, and the guys that they recruited hit. I mean, they found a lot of talented players, and they were from all over, and a lot of them were from Nebraska.
Last minute here with Drew Anderson on the Doug and Daddy Show. Drew, I don't think we've had you on since you officially kind of hung them up. So for the fans out there, tell them how long it's been. Talk about that last time playing baseball and now what you're up to.
Yeah. I was kind of getting to the end of it where I was losing the passion. I mean, I could have probably played for another 5 years and dabbled around and maybe gotten back. But, I mean, it was a situation where with my family, and I have two kids now, and it was such a grind to be gone for that amount of time and just to not know what type of stability you are going to have in the future. I mean, you can get released in a second in baseball and not know if you're going to have a job. So I think it just kind of wore me down a little bit. I mean, I lost a little bit of the passion. I mean, I loved what I did, and it actually gave me the opportunity. Last year when I was playing, I had started to talk to the front office of the Milwaukee Brewers to possibly stay in baseball in some way, and they helped me out with I went to scout school in January, and then they offered me a job from there. And so since November, I've been doing amateur scouting for the Brewers, and, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I get to see a lot of really good players, and the good thing is my area is right around the Midwest. I got Kansas, Nebraska, the Dakotas, and Minnesota. So I'm able to be right back in my roots and see, you know, high school kids from Nebraska, Kansas. And I actually got to see Bubba Starling yesterday play. And if he makes it to Nebraska, I promise you, you guys, you're not going to be disappointed. That kid is about as special as you can get.
Well, and because of you, Drew, we lost Zach Greinke, who was about as special as we could get.
I know
you're heavily involved in that trade and being a part of that organization, so we're a little bit upset, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, well, we're still waiting to see some rewards here. I mean, hopefully he comes back. He had his rehab start, and I think his next one he might make it back into the big league. So we're definitely hoping that he can show back up, and I'm looking forward to possibly getting a ring out of this deal. So I hope that he helps out and, you know, gives back some rewards to the organization.
Drew, anything that they've told you, because the information we kind of got from the U, it doesn't say a whole lot. Are you going to do anything more than the group of you go out there and wave to the crowd, or are there some other things planned for the weekend?
Yeah, I know we have the itinerary I got was I'm going to be there on Saturday, and we have an autograph signing like 12:45 before the game, and then we're going to go out on the field, and they're going to do a video tribute for the team, and then we're going to have a dinner after the game. And so, I mean, that's kind of the itinerary that I got. A little disappointed I didn't get offered to throw out the first pitch, but I guess when you're as bad of a college player as I was, you could probably get overlooked like that.
Drew, it's great catching back up, and people are interested in what you're doing, and what an honor, though, to go back and celebrate a special weekend with those guys from 10 years ago, and what a fun weekend it should be. Enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Hopefully the weather holds good and we can get some decent days around here.
Maybe some wins against Baylor as well. Drew, we'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Drew Anderson on the Doug and Daddy Show joining us. Of course, we'll get him to throw out some pitches. We'll start him in Kearney, and then we'll move his way up.
That's disappointing, and we'll deal with Seamus about that.
Hey, every guest on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK with two locations in Kearney, along with Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. You're out running around this weekend. Stop by for breakfast. Two croissant, which is only $3 at BK. Steve Smith, Baylor baseball coach, when we come back.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian, I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
If you like Charger, you'll love the brand new Charger Test. Supercharge your testosterone levels for more intense energy, strength, and stamina with Charger Test, only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
There's a place south of Laredo, across an ocean of scorpion-covered earth so hot, rattlesnakes combust. We're drawn to it like moths to a flaming jalapeno.
Welcome to Subway.
Subway's turned up the heat. Introducing Subway Fiery Footlong Subs, the hot new turkey jalapeno melt with bubbly Monterey cheddar and the boldacious buffalo chicken. Fiery Footlong Subs, our boldest yet.
Subway Fiery Footlong Subs, they'll burn the wimp right out of you.
Subway, eat fresh.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. ThinkApproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K Approved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see breaks as sunshine continue for our area today with high temperatures at 77. South winds will stay gusty at about 20 to 35 miles per hour. Tonight there's a chance of showers and storms developing with a low of 40. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, talking baseball and a big series, not only for Nebraska, but for Baylor that gets underway tonight at Haymarket Park. There's a lot of Husker celebration that they've got going on, another hoopla that may be a mite bit distracting. Baylor, they don't care. They want Nebraska distracted as much as they possibly can. And interesting tonight, Tony, Nebraska's going with Logan Ehlers on a Friday night, a true freshman getting the start against Baylor. Baylor seventh in the conference standings, Nebraska sitting at eighth.
And the head coach of the Baylor Bears joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for the time and welcome back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
He is a Baylor Bear, and we always love catching up with Coach Steve Smith, whose team made it all the way to the regional finals last year, 36-24. But obviously this year, Coach, maybe things haven't panned out as much as some of the pundits thought, picking you maybe as high as fourth in the conference, a top 15 team in the nation. But it's been kind of an on-again, off-again right there about just a little bit above 500. What has been the biggest problem, I guess, for your ball club not being where maybe some people thought they would be?
Well, first of all, some people thought the Cowboys were going to win the Super Bowl, too. it's amazing how people, the experts get to practice being experts, and when they're not so smart, they keep their jobs. But they, when they make high predictions for people, it just, you know, they're never wrong. It's something wrong with the coach or the team. But the honestly, we went into this season. There were two red flags, two issues. One, we were replacing quite a few innings on the mound. And to answer your question, I think that's the issue. That has been the issue. All you got to do is look at the stat sheet to see what the issue is. The other issue going into the year was behind the plate. That has gotten better, but I still think that and those two things work in tandem. You know, the guy on the mound, the guy on the plate. That's a huge component in the game itself. And I think we're getting better. You know, I didn't even know what we were in the standings until you just said it. I have known. The only thing I've really known is where I knew we're four games below 500. But I just haven't paid attention to it. I've watched us play. I think I got an idea of where we're weak, and we work on that very hard. So we worked hard on getting better on the mound, and I think the guys behind the plate are certainly working hard and learning a whole lot more about the game.
Coach, overall, we see a .273 batting average. How much of that is due to the bats, and how much of that is due to your people at the plate just not getting it done, frankly?
I think all the numbers average wise are down. We got some guys that are not two in particular that I can think of off the top of my head that are way off of where they were last year. I mean, Haynesfurther is way down from last year. Vic is down from last year. He was out for about a month with a hamstring injury. I think that's part of his deal. You know, he just, when he got back from that, we had to throw him right back in there. So he's missed a month of swinging, and the pitchers haven't missed anything. So I think he was behind the eight ball on that. Joey, I really can't explain. It's not the bat. He's just in a funk and having a hard time getting anything going. And, you know, the college season is relatively short. And so if you have a bad run at the plate or you have any kind of a bad run on the mound, you're never going to recover from it statistically. So you really got to do a good job of just taking snapshot looks at your season and not look at the totality of it. Cause there's just, if you have, it's like playing golf. I mean, you know, you triple bogey number one, you might as well quit. And that's kind of the way the baseball season is. You have a bad weekend or two, you're not going to recover from it. There's just not enough games left to do it.
Damn, Coach, I'd never get to play the second hole ever. I never would.
Me either.
Coach, you can break stats down any way you want it, but I'm breaking one down that Brooks Pinkert is fast. Once he gets on base, he runs. 30 out of 32 stolen bases on the year.
Yeah, but he can't steal first. that's been a dramatic change. I mean, Brooks for the first probably 20 games of the year is hitting close to 400 and stealing bags, and really, really his speed. He's always been a great athlete. I mean, this is a phenomenal athlete. I'm not throwing that term around lightly. I mean, he'll throw a baseball up to 96 or 97. He can run a 60 and 6-4. I've seen him hit balls a long ways. You know, he's the consummate tools guy. And finally, this year at the beginning, I thought, wow, he has finally put it all together. And, you know, then he hit a wall. And it's like anything. I mean, you find out a lot about yourself and what your true level of confidence is when you can't do what you were doing so easily. And he's had a hard time. I mean, at the plate, a real hard time. And so, we're still trying to figure out ways to make him productive offensively, because when he's on the bases, you're right, he's incredible. But he literally can't steal first. And so we've got to, you know, he's working to try to get his confidence back, put the ball in the air, and put balls on the ground and put pressure on the defense. And But while he's doing that, we're still putting the ball in his hand and getting him on the mound, which we'll do this weekend.
Steve Smith, the head baseball coach at Baylor, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. They begin their three-game series with Nebraska in Lincoln tonight at 6:35. I think it's a pretty interesting and contrasting pitching matchup tonight, Coach. You go with your big boy, Logan Verrett, and Nebraska puts a true freshman on the mound for his first Friday night start in Big 12 play. Your thoughts about facing a first-time true freshman, and then tell me a little bit about your guy.
Well, you know, the one thing that I've always felt like, the adjustment for a pitcher is not near the adjustment for a hitter. And so, you know, it's 60 feet, 6 inches. It's the same strike zone. You know, velocity's velocity. So I know they've got a good evaluation of their guy. I would think, and I know it's been true of us, I have a pretty good handle on how a guy's going to do when he pitches. Hitting is a whole different animal. You don't know who's going to do that. You don't know how quickly they can adjust to that. And we've seen some, we face good young arms and we face veteran arms. And, I would be surprised if his youth hurt him at all. I think it's just going to be how well does he pitch, and how well can we hit the mistakes that he makes. Everybody makes mistakes. And, the good teams, the good hitters, they square those balls up pretty good. As for Logan, Logan has been a guy, I think, but he has not been the guy. And I think the statistics, you can look at the numbers. I think opponents are hitting 280 or so against him, and that's with this year's bat. He's had some really good outings, as good as a one-hit shutout back early in the year. But there's been some inconsistency there. He was poor against Texas. He was outstanding against A&M. We didn't score but one run. He's the junior, so he's dealing with all of that hoopla. And so, it's a new experience for him, I think, in that regard. He was not, he was not a highly recruited kid out of high school. I do not think was even drafted. Logan was 18-0 as a senior in high school, and I don't believe was even drafted in, say, Texas, which is really hard to do. So I think all the attention is just a new experience for him.
Just got a minute left here with Steve Smith, head baseball coach at Baylor. Coach, I just am interested on how you're gauging the psyche of your team. I mean, it's just the same as Nebraska. We're at that point of the season, and with you guys having your bye coming up next week, that the kids have to know they're going to need some wins to make the tournament and get some things accomplished with a chance to go to the postseason. Very important weekend. It didn't go well with Missouri last week for you. Nebraska, another team that I would think you guys would match up with very well. What is the feeling of your kids right now?
That's really a good question. It's an interesting question for me because, like I said, I had not looked at the stats and I have not looked at the standings. I knew we were 4 games below .500. Yesterday, I was at a luncheon that required me to look at the stats, and when I saw we were 22-20. The first thing that jumped into my mind was, wow, our kids haven't quit. Because I know they know. I know, like you just pointed out, they know. And they know hands for their nose, he's 150 points below where he was last year. And, they know those things. But the thing that hit me right away was they haven't quit. And it gave me, so the psyche of the team, I think, is, they're aware of the situation, but they haven't quit. And, that gives me reason to think, you just keep battling out. Things will turn around for you. It's not, baseball seasons are funny. And, we'll just see. I mean, obviously Nebraska's in a similar situation. I honestly didn't know where they were in the standings until you mentioned that either. I just know every time we come up here, there's such a sense of pride up here in Nebraska. You're one of three interviews I'm doing before coming up to Nebraska to play this series. I do no interviews virtually anywhere else we go in the league. The people that care about it, they're passionate about it, they have great pride in it, And, you know, it's kind of a good news, bad news thing for me. You know, the good news is when you go to Nebraska, there's going to be a lot of people at the game. You know, the bad news is when you go to Nebraska, there's going to be a lot of people at the game. And you know, I'm proud for the program. I'm proud for Mike and all the guys that are there. And, you know, we'll just go out and play hard. But the psyche of our team right now, I think, is just play hard.
Coach, before we let you go, I've got to ask you about the new stadium in Omaha. You've had a chance to take teams to Omaha. Are you going to run your team by there when you arrive?
We might. We are flying into Omaha. And, you know, I was in Omaha sometime during the last 6 months or so for a meeting and got a chance to look at it. And I've gone online and seen some of the pictures. Sure is a contrast in styles. I mean, that looks like the most modern. It's a modern look, very modern look. But, you know, I think it'd be great. And I know there's a lot of mixed feelings in the area about the whole thing. And Rosenblatt held a lot of great memories for a lot of people. But, you know, if you take a step back and you just look through the decision in the eyes of the kids, you know, the guys that are going to play now and for the next 50 years, I think it's not that hard a decision to see. And so, you know, hopefully we'll play in that ballpark sometime.
Well, Coach, can't wait to see you tonight and throughout the weekend. Have a great weekend and a great rest of the season. We always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck to your Bears.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet it. Steve Smith, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you think he really didn't know what their record was and where they were in the standings? He sounded like it. He was selling it pretty hard.
You know, I think he's probably... You know what, in the back of his mind, if somebody held a gun to his head and said, what's your record, he would know within 2, 3, 4 games. But I think he knows right now that they're not playing consistent good baseball, and he's trying to – when things are going good, those coaches know. When they're not going good, they're trying to right the ship. I think he's maintaining that edge. And, hey, all we're trying to do is play good baseball. The wins are going to take care of themselves, and he has much said that.
But Missouri's the cellar dweller, and they lost 2 of 3 to Missouri at home last week. I mean, they had to be thinking, we've played a lot of the studs. We got Missouri and Nebraska back-to-back. We can get 5.
It's a good time to pounce.
They got 1.
Didn't pounce, yeah.
I guess I can still get 4, but we don't want to see that happen.
No.
Don't want to see that happen at all. Nebraska, big, big weekend if they want to have any hopes of anybody talking about them in a positive light the next 2 weeks. We'll take a break, back with more to finish things out, and... we'll be back to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. You got a winner drawn out already, Merritt, for Big Down?
I think so.
Okay, you got one. Let's just do that right now. The winner of the combo meal, large combo meal at a Big Daddy Deli, 2 locations in Hastings and 1 in Kearney, is...
I think he has to go to Steve in Grand Island with his email today.
Fair enough.
All right, congratulations, Steve. We're back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and 3 decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy 1 dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
I think we can all agree that there are some things you definitely want to pay attention to when you hear them. For instance, when you hear somebody yell fire, that's a situation that requires your full attention. And when I tell you that there are no games or gimmicks, just honest-to-goodness bottom-line pricing on Midway's huge inventory of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, cars, trucks, crossovers, and vans, well, pretend I yelled fire. Quick and simple, cut and dried. That's just the way you like it, and that's just the way it is at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Right now, save up to $9,100 off a new Dodge Ram. The spring truck selection at Midway is better than ever. Get all the details and meet our online concierge at thinkmidway.com. Midway's concierge will get you all the information you need to help you make an informed decision. It's free and it's fast at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen. Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guaranteed the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, wrapping up another day, another week, and another month as Will and Kate start their lives together.
How would you quit?
If you're looking for a quality new or pre-owned Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle, stop by Midway of Kearney. I believe the carriage that they rode in was designed by Midway engineers over 100 years ago. Because Midway can do that. Folks, though, right now, lots of great things going on with Midway. We tell you about the great website at thinkmidway.com. And, of course, South 2nd Avenue, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep right there for you. And they've got so many great offers for you. And they add to it all the time. During the next 2 weeks, go to their Facebook page and win. All you have to do is hit the like you do if you're familiar with Facebook. Hit the like, and you're going to be able to answer the featured questions on various days throughout the next 2 weeks, give you a chance to win a free vehicle maintenance from Midway's factory-trained maintenance team, and then all participants will be entered to win a new iPad 2 at Midway's live remote on May the 7th. You can count on Midway to stock the most featured packed vehicles in their inventory, including the new 2011 Dodge Charger or Motor Trend's 2011 Truck of the Year, the Chevy Silverado. If you're looking for superior auto maintenance or your next vehicle, Midway's the place to be. ThinkMidway.com. Doesn't matter if you need a routine oil change or a transmission replacement, new tires or brakes, they're there for you at Midway Auto Group. ThinkMidway.com and check them out on their Facebook page. Think Midway.
Okay, Doug, who's your quarterback that you would take for if you're a team in need? Who's your quarterback?
Here's where you're in trouble. And I would like to see the list of quarterbacks that are beyond the next three, beyond this round. Who's still out there past Ryan Mallett, Andy Dalton, and Kaepernick from Nevada?
And Enderle.
Well, see, Enderle's out there, and we should have brought his name up earlier in the week. And I don't know if he's a pro quarterback, but there's got to be a kid out there from a good program, and I'm not saying the next Tom Brady's out there. But don't, again, don't make the mistake of panicking and picking a guy in the second round that's going to do you as much good as a guy possibly in the fifth or fourth round. Get guys that can help you. I know you need quarterbacks, but they've all said this is not an elite quarterback class. So why stretch it? Why stretch it? Mel Kiper has Kaepernick going to San Francisco and Cincinnati taking Andy Dalton in the second round tonight.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Colin Kaepernick is one of those guys that probably didn't face the greatest competition, put up some huge numbers. Obviously, Mallett's out there, showed he could do it at times against really good competition.
And he's got Mallett going to Seattle in the second round.
Yeah, seeing Hasselbeck's hurt so often.
So who's all left after that? Mallett in Seattle, that would be interesting. The Dallas Cowboys have the eighth pick. That's what we're concerned about. And best of luck to all those teams. I hope you're getting who you want. And don't forget a lot of other things going on. NBA playoffs, San Antonio at Memphis. Who wins tonight?
Got to be Memphis. Memphis closes out the old guys.
NHL playoffs continue tonight as well. Good golf going on this weekend. A couple of other things we better tell you about besides Nebraska baseball. UNK baseball is home against New Mexico Highlands this weekend. The four-game homestand tonight starts at 6 o'clock. Doubleheader Saturday at 1, single game Sunday at noon. Hastings College baseball plays for the GPAC Conference Championship. Needs to beat Doan twice tomorrow in Crete. If they do, they win all the tiebreakers and would get an automatic berth into the NAIA National Tournament.
Cool.
A lot to play for. They split with Concordia last night, but as the stats pan out, it didn't matter. They needed to win one last night. Doan split and Northwestern split, so it didn't matter. They would have had to beat Doan twice anyway. Softball, UNK is hosting Metro State Saturday, Sunday. Nebraska hosting Texas Tech. Hastings is at Northwestern Iowa today and Sioux Falls tomorrow. Congratulations to Wade Knott of Louisville, your junior high school champion in the Cornhusker Trap Shoot. The big kids, the high school kids, are going at it today. The BMX American Bicycle Association Cornhusker Nationals gets underway tonight at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Welcome to the over 1,000 competitors that will be there this weekend. Tomorrow, it's the Bosselman. Got a feeling there's an upset brewing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Supposed to be a nice day for racing. Winds,
not horrible.
And then tomorrow night, the Nebraska Danger and Sioux Falls kickoff at 8:05 at the Heartland Events Center. So catch them both. Congratulations to Kearney High. The boys and girls both won the Omaha North invite. St. Cecilia and Wood River went 1-2 in the boys and girls over at Centura. St. Cecilia won their own golf invite, beating Sutton, who's a very loaded team. And Rob Keeney of Callaway and Taylor Taha of
Bertrand.
They are your GPAC Track Athletes of the Week. Keeney at Doan, Taha at Nebraska Wesleyan, and it became official yesterday. Mike Denny and most of his wrestlers starting the new wrestling program at Maryville University. Soccer district start on Monday. We'll talk about that and recap the entire weekend. We want to thank Drew Anderson of the Huskers for joining us on the show today and Baylor coach Steve Smith.
Hey, if you're not doing anything, nice stop out at Broffitt Sand and Gravel. American Legion Baseball Fundraiser starts at 5:30, 6 o'clock area. Get out there. Should be a great night, great opportunity to see the kids.
See you tomorrow, or Monday, or Saturday, or Fauner Park, wherever. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.